Welcome, everybody. We are doing another...
Echo
Niner, Charlie.
Yeah, well, that's the speaker in the studio. Caused a little bit of an echo there, but it's taken care of now.
I'm
so
sure they never heard.
I didn't hear a thing.
You didn't hear anything? You probably, because you got your plugs in both ears, so you don't know what's going on. What? You probably didn't hear the music.
What?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, we had our final, not penultimate. I'm sorry, Phil. I have to tell you, it's not penultimate. We actually had the final Supercross this weekend.
It was.
We did it. We had interesting races in MotoGP and Moto2.
And it was even
it was an
more,
interesting racing weekend.
It was an interesting racing weekend.
And it was even more interesting in the pool.
And it was very, very interesting in the pool. So
yeah, my guys did not do so well.
We will talk
about that. No, we'll talk about that. That'll be in the,
second hour?
Yeah, but we don't know. We don't know how long. It's going to be later.
It'll be later. Yeah,
later. So definitely stick around for that.
Before we get too far into the show.
Yeah.
We're going to stop live streaming on the end of this month. So the last May show, the last Tuesday of the month is the last time we live stream. Right. So anybody who's listening on the apps that are listening live or on the website listening live, you're being warned now. We'll remind you a couple more times this show and all the way up to. But we're going to get off it, and we're going to force you to either download the podcast or to watch on YouTube.
Right.
And that's the bottom line. And if you don't like it.
All about saving some money.
And if you don't like it, you can make a $2,000 an episode donation to patreon.com for us.
Yeah.
And NTN. And other than that, I don't want to hear about it. Right. I just don't. I've had a bad weekend.
You could actually.
Somebody cut all my hot dogs in half.
You could actually make a $10 per episode donation to Patreon, and I will continue to do a show, even if it means by myself, if they do that, because unfortunately we're not.
I'll be doing a show every 12 minutes.
People aren't doing that because they probably don't know. They need to go to www.patreon, that's patreon.com/NTN, and they can support the Doghouse directly there. But if you don't do that, at least be going over to YouTube. That is youtube.com/user/NTN America. One word. Go over there. You can see all our videos, and that includes the show. Sometimes we do separate racing segments. Sometimes it's integrated, but you can get all our power rankings from MotoGP, World Superbike, and Supercross.
And
we have a few rides that are posted up on there
for
users.
Yeah, we got some other stuff. I'm even going to post up this week. I don't know if any of you people noticed. Well, I know you guys do because we were just talking about it, but the listeners, they're doing a World War II plane flyover of Washington, D.C.
Are they going to land on the White House lawn?
No, but hopefully they're going to bomb. No. They're doing a flyover, and I'm going to definitely have video of it. I'm actually trying to work out so I can get on the roof of the Watergate building. I might have a connection there.
Right. You take your little burglar bag with you?
I'm going to take my little burglar bag there.
High-powered rifle?
by connection, I mean I'm a pretty good lockpick.
Are you going to pretend like you're in a Texas water tower?
No, I bought a set of coveralls. I put on somebody's roofing company. I won't say the name. That way, in case somebody that works there does it. And I got a hat. I got some work boots.
This is all allegedly. You're going to
No, this is the truth. And I'm gonna walk up there like, daggone here to fix a leak on the roof. You know, and the guy's going to be like, you're here to what the what? And I'm like, that
you know, you're
it.
Probably going to be in the scope of a high-powered rifle somewhere. They see someone sitting on a roof.
Yeah, I'm just going to have the video like camera going, probably smoke a stogie. No, I don't know about that, but I'm going to have the video camera going. I'll definitely have what we refer to as engine juice, and I won't say their name.
Right.
Because them people don't advertise either. But I'll have some of that with me, and you know, but I will put that video up on YouTube.
Okay.
Or so, YouTube as you guys
on NTN America, our YouTube page.
Right. On our YouTube page.
So if you guys.
So it'd be a cool flyover. Right. I know a lot of vets were. A lot of guys on Facebook were saying, hey, are you going to go to that? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, you can post it up on your Facebook. I'll someone put it on my YouTube page because I like you guys, but I want to make my eighth of a penny of.
Right.
You.
Well, Ken and I talked about that. It's probably more like 1/14 of a hundredth of a penny.
Yeah. It's pretty sad.
And we will work for that.
Yeah.
We currently are. What are you talking about?
I don't think there is a number low enough that we would turn it down. Right?
That's actually true.
Yeah. So.
So if you guys want to go in and rob your daughter's and your son's little piggy bank and put it in an envelope.
We're not about that.
Well, let me just say, it doesn't cost you a penny to watch our YouTube video.
It doesn't.
The money comes from advertisers. You know those little stupid advertisements you see in the beginning of YouTube videos? It's a chance for us to be get a piece of stupid money.
Yeah, we want stupid money.
Right, because smart money is not on us.
Yeah, we've never known.
That doesn't sound right. It just doesn't sound right.
It just doesn't work for us. Right. So, but yes, the streaming ends the end of this show. Right. I will have YouTube show the flyover.
End of the month.
End of the month. I'm sorry.
So you guys can go to YouTube or on your commutes and listen to us on your commute via YouTube.
And
give us a little cash that way.
Yeah, and go and check out. Like I said, hopefully by Saturday or Sunday, my internet connection at my new house is not hooked up yet. So. I'm going to have to find like a
send it Pony Express to Ken.
Yeah, I'll probably just drop a thumb drive off at Ken's.
Yeah.
And then we'll put it up there so you can check out that flyover because it's apparently historic. It's going to be a whole bunch of World War II
and when
planes.
Is this? When is the flyover?
It's going to be Friday at noontime.
Okay.
So, I'm kind of hoping to bank on the low of security because guys are going to lunch and, all that good stuff. But that's what we do for our listeners. Well, but listen, they're going to have a whole bunch of, they're going to have B-52s and
Can you do me a favor? If there are any unplanned for events, can you videotape that as well?
I'm going to have a spare person there who's going to be in the shadows videotaping me getting arrested.
Just as long as he's not on the grassy knoll.
Yeah, no. I told him no.
How come you don't bring your spare person to the studio ever?
Because then there's a chance now that we're on camera, so people would see him, and now that he's not inconspicuous.
Okay, I got you.
At 400 pounds, I don't think he's all that inconspicuous. Anyways.
Okay.
But 390, all right.
390 before lunch.
Yes. Legitimately. But, I just want to tell people, because I think that's going to be really cool. I know it's not bike-related, but it should be really cool. I know a lot of veterans listen to this show and stuff.
And I do want to say that we're going to do, after this show tonight, we're going to be doing our MotoGP power rankings after the disaster of this week.
And our final
Supercross power rankings. So make sure you check out those videos. And please, we ask you, share.
Share that's fair.
Our videos. We like the likes. We love the shares. How's that? We like the likes. We love the shares. Trademark right now.
Oh, yeah. Verbal copyright. Steal something off of another show.
That's right, because Steelers' lives matter.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. So anyway.
Hashtag criminal lives matter.
That's right. Hashtag criminal lives matter. All right. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. And we come back.
Already?
We are.
Why?
That's early.
And we come back. Well, it's a minute and a quarter, a minute and an eighth early?
We could stall.
We could stall?
Can't now.
Too late.
Music is playing.
Music started. We're going to go ahead and take a break because we're going to get into the news quicker. Warren's going to kick things off on the other side.
Before we got into the news, I was going to complain about half hot dogs. But I guess now we'll save that for the video. That should be a rant on the video.
A rant on a video. Okay, we'll be back on the other side. And Warren will take us out to the news. And then I got some interesting news this week, too. So you want to stick around. And don't forget, we're going to do racing after the news. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Elena Myers, and you're listening to The Doghouse.
All right, folks, welcome back to The Doghouse, where men are men and...
Ken twerks. You know, hey, listen, that's the whole reason this week you have to go and watch the video on YouTube, because during that first commercial segment, or that first break, Ken was actually twerking on camera.
Yeah, some of our viewers said that, you know, when you go on your commercial breaks, you just kind of sit there and you guys chat amongst yourself, and it's kind of boring to watch.
You know, there's some guy who rides like a pink-colored Harley going, I tap that ass. You know? Ken's going to be all like, woo. Ken's going to get love letters and stuff like that. But he actually twerked.
And if you'd like to do that, you got to go to patreon.com /twerk.
So you go watch the video this week. You'll see Ken twerking. And if we get emails from @SanQuentin, .org, we'll know that...
shout out from Cell Block C. Yeah, hey, listen, if you want to send in a video shout out from Cell Block C or any other prison place, we will totally play that.
You guys don't want to know what I would do for the right amount of money.
We've talked about that before.
I haven't got any decent offers, I will say that.
Okay, well, on that note, we should go somewhere in a different direction. All right, guys. Have you guys ever owned a kickstart bike?
I have.
Yes.
And
I've owned several of them, actually.
And sometimes they can get pretty hard to kick, and sometimes they'll bust your knees. And
other times you just start kicking them.
And sometimes you just kick them.
If you're not careful, yeah. They can be, they teach you a lesson pretty quickly when you let your foot slide off the kick.
Yeah.
And yeah, they'll teach you a lesson pretty good. You tear
the kicker, the kicker kicks back.
That's called an attention getter. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a new company, or it's not a new company, this company's been around for a little while, and it's Esteves!
So it's Tito Rabat's company,
Tito Rabat! What did Tito Rabat do besides come in 40?
Esteves Motorcycles Design has put together an electric kickstart.
So it only works one out of every seven rides.
Wait a minute. Why would you create an electric kickstart? Why wouldn't you just have an electric start?
Why don't Esteves win races? Who knows?
That's a good question. But then
it's an obvious question.
And at first, I started thinking, well, why not just press the button that's already on the machine?
Yeah,
to start
because
the bike?
He's rich and has
new
Harleys.
I'm going to assume that they're targeting this at bikes that don't have an electric start.
And you would be wrong.
So, it's just new bikes to make it look like... This is total tool. This is like the guy who rides his Harley to bike night once a month and claims he's the big biker. This is, look at me, look at my cool bike. I have an electric Kickstarter, yet it's not... I mean, look at me, I have a Kickstart bike, but it's really like I hit that and it kickstarts it, and it starts every time, and you're trying to act cool.
The kickstart is the start button.
Well, right off the bat, it'd be...
I want to punch the people who get that in the face.
If it was a kickstart Harley, it would be an antique. That's right off the bat, okay?
There
hasn't been a kickstart Harley in 30 years.
Well, they designed this product for 1999 through current year sporties. So if you have a Sportster and you want to replace the Harley, and you want to replace your starter button with a Kickstarter, you can now do that with this new...
Wait a minute. If you want to replace your starter button with a Kickstarter...
This is going to be like, look, I put a Kickstarter on my Sportster
exactly
so I can be cool.
So this is
you are a tool.
So this is
tool.
To put a Kickstarter on a bike that doesn't have one.
Then you're the coolest
There's
guy
too
ever.
Too much talking at the same time.
Sorry.
Okay, I'm having enough trouble following it as it is.
I know. You're
okay,
smart.
Wait a minute now. So
Phil got it right off.
But I didn't. Phil got right off. Is that what you're saying? Phil got right off.
Oh, Diana Dahlgren, you know, super gross. Somebody got it.
So you're taking an electric start bike and you're putting a Kickstarter on it.
Yes, that's an electric Kickstarter, not a real Kickstarter.
No, wait. Let me explain it in terms he can understand.
Okay, go ahead. Uh-huh.
Okay. You're taking a bike that has a button right here.
Right here.
See, right here.
Yep.
Right, your
mm-hmm.
start button. Mm-hmm. Right? Yep. You're taking that button.
All right.
And you're moving that button to down here, and you're switching the, what would that be?
The starter circuit.
Yeah, the circuit, but you're probably putting in some kind
So the kick thing doesn't actually do anything at all. It's
yes,
decorative.
It does. It actuates. It's the
it
same.
Actuates
when
the
you,
circuit
when
to
you
start
kick
the, bike.
The start, it's the same as pressing
so
the button.
So it's basically the kick lever.
When you reach the
kick lever is nothing more than a start button.
Correct.
Wow, that's like a new level of lame. I'm very impressed by that.
That unless of course they want to advertise on the dog house, yes. Then that's the coolest S ever. I would be like, oh my god, that's awesome!
That's a good point, Phil.
Yeah,
it could be cool, but
listen,
it will cost
I will,
you.
If you're Esteve so and you're
not,
running
we're
around
we're
like
not
a
beyond the selling out. So
yeah, I'm totally not about selling out.
Right. If you would like your electric Kickstarter become cool.
Well, send a check or money
check,
order.
A check, yeah.
Now, at first, when I first saw it, and then there's pictures of it up on our post, so you can see the outside of it, which looks like an old-school kicker with this big spring on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you on the flip it over, and you see the backside. It's just a couple wires that run out to when you push the thing all the way down to the bottom, you actuate the circuit for the starter.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
No, it's either cool or the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I haven't decided yet. It will depend on the advertising revenue.
Exactly.
And at first I looked at it and I said, oh my God. But then I started thinking about things you could use it for.
Other than starting your bike, is what you're talking about?
No, starting the bike. So, you know, if you
I'd like one of those on my vacuum cleaner. Rather than press that button,
okay, well,
yeah, that'd be kind
of
cool.
Right, yeah. All right, you just took some of my start. I was going to say, you could put it on your lawnmower.
Yeah.
You could put it on your tractor. You could put it on a lot of different things.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, you know.
I totally would simple put things. It on a tractor. TVs, I'm not redneck.
Right, yeah. A kickstart remote control. You know? That's great.
So you can do all that.
It's great. You know what? It works on everything but a motorcycle.
I would totally do an electric Kickstarter on an electric golf cart.
There you go.
Because I'm that jerk.
Yeah.
That would work as well. Now, and I also start thinking about, okay, well, I can see it. It could be, you add a little cool to it. It could be a little different. It could be something different no one else is going to have if you have a sporty to do that
kind
of stuff.
Yeah, so number one, you're riding a sporty, so you're already past the cool part. But anyway, okay.
But then I thought, okay, well, if you're doing some kind of retro look like I'm kind of doing with my World War II bike,
uh-huh.
And it's a soft tail, it's a modern bike, there's no way you can put your Kickstarter on it.
Right.
Why would you want to anyway?
Right.
But this would give you another little option for a bling.
More chrome. Just say it. This will give you more chrome.
But,
that right there. Listen, I just screwed up because they would have paid big dollars for that because that's the advertising thing. You look like a tool, but you got more chrome. That would be the ad we'd run and people would buy it.
There you go. Yeah. So, okay, so you're thinking, now you've decided that it might actually be kind of cool.
I'm on the
He's
fence.
He's thinking about getting one.
I'm on the fence. Well, they don't make it for the soft tail, so I couldn't get it even if I wanted to.
I'm not sure.
Let me think about this. Since it doesn't actually do anything, it's just a button.
All we'd have to do is make your custom bracket.
Why in God's name are they doing it for the Sportster? Is it because it's on the wrong side of the bike?
What?
Because it's on the wrong side of the bike?
It's on the wrong side. If you look at the photos on our post,
right.
You'll see that they've designed it to fit over a part of the bike that is easily mountable.
Right.
And you don't really have that with the sport or with the soft tails.
No, you
or
don't. You don't.
So
it's because everything's on the proper side on a big twin, whereas everything's backwards on
right.
a
so
Sportster.
If you take a look at the pictures, you'll see that it's designed for easy mounting. And somebody just probably woke up one morning and said, I want to put a kickstart on my sporty, but I don't want to really kick it as hard as I have to. To get it started.
Well,
I want it to work.
You can kick.
And I want it to work.
You
That's
can kickstart an 883. I don't think you're going to be happy trying to kickstart
the
1200.
Yeah.
Unless you got Popeye
It can be done, but you're going to need to bring a really fat friend. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only way. You're going to need someone over 300 pounds.
Which I am available
for rent.
$23
right.
a week.
Phil can be rented to start your bike.
I can be rented.
So.
Wow.
Okay, well.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
How I feel about it, but it's completely tied to revenue.
But see, right. But I would do something cool with it. Like, I wouldn't hook my starter to it because then people would know you were a tool. I would hook, like, my light to it.
My horn? So every time you jump on it,
right,
your horn beeps?
Beep, you know. Just
What's he doing?
Beep. My radio? I don't know.
That's one of the things I did think about. If I knew somebody that had one of those and put it on there, I would have to go and rewire it to set every time they kick it that the horn would go off.
Yeah.
Something crazy would happen.
Or put a little speaker on that says, I'm a tool.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a little MP3 player that plays an MP3 that says you're an idiot.
Or goes broom, 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 broom.
By the way, does it say how much this costs?
It's about $500.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's
so
a lot of
$500 for a momentary switch with a lever, basically.
With a lever, yeah. And a big spring.
Wow. Hey, it's Debbie.
God bless you. Hey, you should advertise with
thumbs up. The good thing is there's a lot of stupid Sportster owners out there.
Here's the bad thing is, how bitter are we going to be when this idiot makes money?
I'm not going to be bitter because, like I just said, he was smart enough to take advantage of people that aren't so smart. Yeah. That's what capitalism is all about.
It is. You know? God bless America there.
That's right. Yeah. Well, Estevi Motors sounds like.
Or it could be E-Stevie. I haven't decided if it's E-Stevie
or
Estevi.
In either case, I think it's not. Not an American
name. But they
do
make other products, and some of this stuff looks
good. Oh, my God. I'm looking
good
at
as well.
It. I just found
you just
it.
Saw it for the first time?
Yeah. Oh. And it's no longer cool. You got to write a big check for
this. This is an example where we should be putting a picture of it up in the video.
Well, it was hard
to find
a picture.
Right now, our producer could put the picture up in the
video. But he doesn't love you.
No, because we didn't help a producer out.
Yeah, and we don't love him. That's what it is.
But that's an example.
Yeah, we'll work on that for the future.
I apologize for our stupidity.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Phil.
Thank you very much.
Since you're talking about the picture in the middle of the show that no one can see.
Well, I think I described it pretty well.
He did. He actually described it really well.
It looks like a Kickstarter.
It looks like a Kickstarter with the big spring and two wires.
Got the little chrome bar holding it up. And that's what Harley guy sees chrome. He's like, yeah, America.
Well, and as we discussed last week, chrome can get you home.
Chrome actually can get you home.
Can get you home if it has something to do with your hydraulic fluid reservoirs, right?
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. God bless this guy.
All right.
Well, I think we beat that one to death. I think so.
I think we gave it more time than it actually deserved.
But we shouldn't have done that after talking about Ken twerking because nothing tops Ken twerking.
No.
Well,
unless
Ken twerking,
a chrome. I'm going to get my butt chromed just so I can shine. I can twerk.
You want to show us your shiny metal ass?
Yeah, there you go. It had never been so smooth.
Can they chrome hair?
I'll shave. Okay, so Warren, anything else before we head out to break?
Oh yeah, we got one more. Okay. This is kind of short.
All right.
I guess everybody in the modern world has heard that in Iceland that every year they build a hotel out of ice.
Yes, yes. I want to go there.
Yes,
and you sleep on beds of ice.
I don't want to do that.
Your sheets are made out of bear skin and that kind of stuff.
I like that.
But everything is made of ice.
And then everything you lay on these ice cubes, they cover it with a bear skin, and then the ice under your butt melts.
Right. That's what I'm wearing. I sleep hot. I'm fat. Yeah. I'm like, when I lay under a blanket.
You wake up in the morning, you'll be down. Ah!
Right. I'll probably drown.
Yeah.
Like, when I sleep, I generate a lot of heat. It's like the center of the sun under the blankets with me, you know? And I'm like, I'm going to melt into the ice.
I'll take your word for that. I do not ever want to experience it.
You know you do.
No.
But I'm like, oh, my God, I'd melt through the floor and I'd end up in, like, the ocean.
Yeah.
Or something. That's
well,
what I'm worried about.
4 years ago, this hotel is part of the, you know, just like all hotels, they had the big atriums where they come in and they got all these fancy things.
I say how... Holiday Inn Rest. Holiday Inn Rest.
So they took a Victory, a 2002 Victory motorcycle.
And froze it.
And froze it in a block of ice as mm-hmm. one of their displays.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in there for 4 years because this, you know, they got
it. Isn't that cold there?
It was that cold there, you know, because they keep the ice, you know, on these type things. They refrigerate it and everything. But
wait a minute, it stayed frozen.
For 4 years.
The hotels stay frozen through the summer?
Not the whole hotel. Some of their displays and stuff.
Okay.
So they took the frozen motorcycle and put it in a cooler.
Okay, they put it in a freezer, right. They stuck it in a freezer, okay.
Right. So, the hotel is redone every year. But
okay, you're right.
There's some things they keep bringing back.
Okay.
So this time they brought they decided they no longer wanted the motorcycle in a block of ice. So they defrosted it. And 1 hour after they defrosted it, put new oil in it. Changed out everything but the spark plugs that you know could change, started right up. So a Victory motorcycle, a 2002 Victory motorcycle, was frozen for 4 years, defrosted, and 1 hour later it was running.
Okay, so
that's pretty impressive.
Well, let's talk about the defrost. I want to understand the defrost. Do they like chip the ice off? Because I'm thinking if you defrost, water's going to get in places that are going to make that instant startup not happen.
Well, I'm sure that most of it was chipped off. That's the way I would have done it.
You know the other thing that happens too when you freeze ice? It expands.
Yeah.
And things break.
Well, they have experience with
this. So I'm going to say they didn't thaw it out. That's a lie. That they broke ice off in big pieces. Most of the ice came off And then they probably use like a high pressure, air blower.
They might have wrapped the thing in plastic and stuff like that.
Oh, inside the ice.
Yeah.
Then it wouldn't look nearly as cool.
No, there's a picture of it on this week's post.
I would like to
be up there so you can see it.
Again. Durka dropped the ball.
Damn, Durka.
That would have been a good picture also to put
up. I just love doing that because he's off the, there we go.
Imagine you're looking at a picture of a motorcycle in a block of ice.
Yes, pretend.
When this week's post goes up, you will be able to see that.
In the post. But on the video. So,
and I'll put it on Facebook and Twitter and everything else just so you guys can see it as well. So, but I thought that was pretty cool.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't want to make any promises. No, I won't. I've got nothing to say. No more twerking.
No more twerking.
I will say,
allegedly.
Allegedly.
I know you can put stuff at the bottom of a mine, flood the mine and keep it there. You know, if you wrap it in plastic and you seal everything up and stuff. But freezing it, I got to agree with you. When you start freezing things, I mean, because you put it in water and then you're freezing it, things will go to break. I'm not sure I'd want that bike.
Right.
Or want to ride that bike. Or even want to be near that bike when it started.
Well, yeah, but it's not only that. Like I said, it's the defrost part. There's no way you could just defrost that much water that's clearly would have gotten in everywhere, and you thaw that out. Some of that water is going to get.
You got to figure they probably plugged up the exhaust, and they probably.
I'm sure they
put
didn't.
Some kind of seal on the gas tank.
Right. They didn't drop it into a vat of water. It's not the
gas tank that's going to be a problem. It's going to be things that have to do with the electrical system.
But and the rubber hoses,
all kinds of stuff.
I'm
sure they probably chipped off the majority of it, and then the rest of it was blown off with a high pressure heated air system of some sort, so that the stuff couldn't sit.
Yeah.
It wouldn't just melt, sit in place.
Sorry.
Right.
Was that allowed?
Yeah, I think it was. It's on video.
You gotta keep it inside.
Inside voice.
Okay.
All right. Well, that finishes up this new segment.
Well, it was great. It was good for our imagination because I could actually imagine what a bike looked like inside of an ice cube.
What color was it?
I imagine lots of stuff.
Turquoise and cream color.
What was turquoise. The first color?
Turquoise.
That would be a cool color for a car. Turquoise. All right.
All right. We'll be back on the other side of this break. And I got a couple news stories that we're going to talk about, so you don't want to miss those. And then following that, we're going to get into this week's racing, and there was a lot going on this weekend, so come on back. We'll be here waiting for you. And maybe twerking during the break. Who knows? Don't go anywhere.
This is Ace EJ.
EJ.
From Adrenaline Crew. You're listening to The Doghouse.
That's a good tune.
I like that tune.
I kind of want to like dye a red streak in my hair and wear like leather parachute pants or something.
What hair?
With my beard. I want to grow a mullet now.
Yeah, right. I think you'd look good with a red streak in your hair. I think you'd look good with hair. But
no,
we have to see it.
No.
Oh, no. We want to see it.
No.
I've been waiting.
I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
This is going to be good.
Fundraiser.
We're screwed.
Fundraiser.
Right.
If
make
people
it
send us
make it reasonable.
PayPal.
Okay.
Right? There's I don't know how many tens of thousands of you listeners. So it's probably a dollar a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Send us $1,000 to our PayPal. You can do it at a dollar a piece. If we hit $1,000, I will grow my hair for a year.
Really? You'll go a whole year?
I'll go a whole year for a grand.
For $1,000.
To the doghouse. I mean, I will trim it and stuff. I'm not going to go full.
No. You
want me to go
year,
full?
It's full year.
For a year? Uncut for a year?
Yeah, go ahead.
I can shave, though, right?
Yes.
I can't do a beard that long.
Yeah, that's fine.
I will grow my hair for a year.
For 1 year, tell the camera.
For $1,000. Got to send it into Patreon. I'm not Patreon. What's our PayPal?
Doghouse Radio at doghouse@ntnradio.com.
Right, you send it in. If you guys can all raise a grand, and we'll put to the end of May, right?
Well, I can already knowing our listeners, I can already tell you what they're thinking right now. Well, I put up a buck and only 999 other people do.
Well, then you got to check back at the end of the month and finish it off and do a dollar or something.
Right, yeah, fill the hole.
It's not much. It's
$1,000. Right.
And I'll grow my hair out for you.
Well, how about we say this?
First of all, I want to know, why don't you grow your hair out now?
You'll find out in a year.
Yes, we'll find out.
Because you can see the stubble. You know, you have full head of hair. At least it looks like it.
I will tell you off the air. I'm not saying it on the air because then nobody will donate.
All I can say is think of Shirley Temple doing the Good Ship Lollipop.
Oh,
and
my God.
And that's what Phil will look like. Right? Am I right?
No. It's worse.
It's even worse than that.
Worse than Shirley Temple hair?
Okay, wait a minute. It's Superfly.
It's worse.
Jerry Curl?
Hold on, we moved the camera.
Phil, worse than Superfly?
Superfly.
Jerry Curl?
Show enough!
Okay. All right.
I'm the show gun of Harlem.
This is worth it. Let's put it this way.
Jerry Curl.
I'll put up.
No. Nobody from the show can put money towards it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Because Ken will put up $1,000 will put in their PayPal thing and he'll just launder the money around. I know Ken's game. That's not happening, people. I'm not letting Ken screw me.
Well, if it gets close, I'll put it over the top.
No, you will not. Nobody from the show.
You'll never know.
Yes, I will figure it out because I don't think
you guys
folks, be able to keep that.
Please. Please. I've been waiting to see this for 6 years.
I can't believe I did that for so cheap.
He's been bald for 6 years.
I've been bald for 22 years.
So he doesn't even know it'll grow out at this point. Right? All right. Well, let's get back to the news. Please, people, please.
Okay.
So you guys have any
help us out here.
If you have any idea where Ondo is?
Ondo?
Ondo.
Japan. Polo.
Ondo.
Japan.
No, it's not Japan.
I would say Ondo definitely sounds South American to me.
No.
That's what it sounds like to me. How do you know what it sounds like to me? Tell me what it sounds like.
Actually, Ondo is a state in the nation of Nigeria. Our good friends in Nigeria.
Oh, yes. You know, I have a rich uncle that recently died.
That's
there.
Right, yes.
And if I send them $1,500, they're going to send me my cut of $20 million.
Right. I was offered $50 million. I'm sorry you got short.
Yeah, but obviously your uncle made more money than mine.
$10 million more and you probably would have grown your hair out.
They also, my friend in Nigeria told me she has a way to buy art really cheap. And if I send her $1,500, she'll buy the art, sell it, and then send me back $2,500.
Sounds like a deal. How could you pass it up?
You know.
Well, like I said, Ondo is a state in the nation of Nigeria. And if Nigeria didn't have enough problems with Ebola and severe poverty, they now have a mysterious new disease. At least that's what the state government has said this past weekend.
Okay.
Philitis.
Their press release said the strange disease that has officially claimed the lives of 18 persons.
Lakanuki.
In two communities, Lakanuki. I don't think they have that problem in Nigeria. Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right.
In two communities, it's not contagious, the disease, unless, of course, you pilot a motorcycle for a living.
Oh, this is getting kind
of
weird.
Wait, Nigeria is one of those countries with like the motorcycle taxi guys, right?
Well, yeah, lots of African and South Asia countries do that. Yeah.
So if you ride a motorcycle for a living, you can catch this disease.
Yes.
And is it fatal?
Well, 18 people have died. That's pretty fatal. I don't know. I don't know how many. Anyway. I don't know of how many cases there were total. The state commissioner for health, and I tell you what, this is where. I could tell you that God has failed me once again, okay? Because
You guys killed his son.
Mate might be.
He probably did not take that too well. He's probably like, damn it, I gave you Israel. Why'd you have to kill my son?
And they gave us camera shops in New York. Come on.
Yeah, that's right? true. Right? God bless the Hasidic Jews in New York and everything they sell.
So To make it fair, in a perfect world, I would not be doing this story this week. Phil would be doing this story. No. Because the name I'm about to read, I can tell you for a fact, Phil would completely turn upside down. There's no way. Okay, so I'm going to do my best to pronounce the name. Okay. Or maybe I should just spell it and let Phil pronounce it.
Why don't you, can you show it to me?
Flip your tablet around,
let me see
it.
I can do that right there. Okay. Doctors. Starts with Dr. Phil.
I got the first part. That's Deo.
That's an easy one.
Deo.
Right. Do the last name.
Edianju?
That's actually not bad, Phil.
Yeah. Wow. I treated it like it was a Polish name.
That's not bad.
Polish names, you just look at them and you just kind of say pronounce all the letters.
Wow. Okay, so we're in trouble now.
That's impressive. Yeah.
We're in trouble now.
Yeah.
That's like the seventh sign, I think, when Phil pronounces a name right.
Yeah, right. I offered to grow my hair back in one episode.
Warren, can you look out the window to see if...
No, don't look out the window. Don't touch the green screen. Yeah. Which is black screen on the video.
Well, anyways, Dr. A denied you, okay? Made the clarification. He said in a news conference that a preliminary report showed that ethanol poison was found in the systems of the victims.
I want a copy of this in my email, and I'm going to start putting it out there because everybody here in America wants us to burn this ethanol gas, and I'm against it.
Well, there you go. Now, before you start pointing out...
Corn should be...
Phil jumps ahead.
I did.
Before you start pointing at things like E85 or some other formulation of petroleum and alcohol, you got to be patient, Phil.
Patient. Not good at that.
He's not very good at that.
Calm down. Be patient. Ejinaju said findings from the postmortems carried out on the victims and other laboratory tests revealed that the disease was neither epidemic nor contagious. Quote, our investigations have also revealed that the victims, who, interestingly, were all commercial motorcycle pilots, gathered at some local joints to consume alcoholic substances mixed with roots and some other local herbs on the eve of the outbreak of the disease. I can assure you the disease is in no way contagious. The fact that none of the caregivers has contracted the disease has greatly underscored the point. Therefore, the fear of spread does not arise and should be discouraged. We strongly suspect ethanol poison, and in view of this, we have ordered additional toxicology tests on surviving victims. So some people did survive, so it wasn't 100%.
They're drinking the gas?
They're drinking the ethanol.
Or it's
with herbs and roots mixed in with it.
Bad hooch.
That's hardcore moonshine right there.
That's right.
That's hardcore.
The commissioner, who said there has been no reports of new cases in the last 3 days, explained that 23 people were infected in all.
They drank it all.
Out of which 18 lost their lives while 5 survived. So out of 23, 18 died. That's bad. And all the ones that live, Phil, are blind.
Whoa.
Okay.
This is definitely some bad news.
See,
hoops.
I don't want my car going blind or my bike going blind or anything like that. That's why I'm against E85.
There you go. And those that survived have been sent to a university teaching hospital for further testing and monitoring.
So wait a second.
It's like, wait a minute. They're blind. So I'm not sure what additional testing is. Can you see that? Can you see that? Can you see that?
Hey, can you see that?
How many fingers am I holding up?
Hey, read between the lines. So here's my question. Is when are we leaving for Nigeria? I mean, Warren is from West Virginia. So obviously
there is no relationship.
Time out. Obviously, mm-hmm. Warren knows how to make hooch.
Apparently.
It's in his DNA.
Right. Exactly.
Right? I definitely know where to get some.
No, Warren, you don't have to lie. We can do the allegedly whatever. So we should go over there and start a business in Nigeria teaching them how to make safe moonshine, or at least non-blinding moonshine.
Yes, non-blinding. Well, okay. I don't think this was hooch that somebody made. Let me finish the story.
Did they like go up to the pump and drink it? Because you got to be an alcoholic to drink out of a gas pump.
Adenaju said he would not join with traditionalists who believe that the outbreak of the disease was due to some angry gods from whose shrine some youths were said to have gone to steal.
You know, that is true. It could be a hydrangea.
There you go.
Got to be praised.
He said his job goes beyond explaining the gods' actions, as he was expected to back up his claims with available evidence.
I totally agree with this guy.
I think so. However, another area of disagreement is looming on the burial of the remains of the victims. While the state government is insisting that the dead persons be buried in body bags in designated places to curtail the spread of this quote-unquote non-communicable disease, locals and the local deity believe that they should be buried in an evil forest as a means of appeasing the angry god.
So, listen.
Who poisoned them.
Watch this. Evil forest moonshine. We're genius.
That would be. There you go. And you put some, like, scary trees on the label.
Scary trees on it, graves, dead people, and a bud.
So, do you not realize what they were drinking? They were drinking denatured alcohol.
Yes, I know that.
That's what they were drinking.
I know.
It wasn't like they were drinking bad homemade stuff.
We've already went
they
past were, that.
Yeah, we're okay, beyond okay, that. We're, okay, we're okay, capitalizing
okay,
on
okay,
it.
Okay, you're capitalizing on
yeah,
it.
We're already past the Kickstarter.
So, I mean, the Dukes never died when they drank the same hooch they ran in the General Lit.
That's what they need. They need a Kickstarter.
The Dukes never died.
They need
that.
A Kickstarter on there still. Okay.
Oh, my God. We got to start a Kickstarter campaign so we can go save the Africans.
Wow.
GoFundMe. Warren, set it up. Warren and I are going to go save Nigeria.
With an electric Kickstarter.
All right, just let me know how that
we'll use the electric Kickstarter to start the moonshine.
You do realize, excellent you idea. Do realize they still have Ebola, right?
I live in D.C. We have Ebola there.
Okay.
No biggie.
Okay. All right.
I'm not a nurse. Ebola is known as the nurse killer. I got to avoid sleeping with nurses.
There you go.
I can do that. Wait, do they have the money to buy that. Hooch there?
Except for the one in New York.
She was a doctor. allegedly. Do they have the money to buy hooch?
You know, Nigeria, I think they... I mean,
they got diamonds or something,
yeah, they got
right?
diamonds and gold.
We can work
stuff.
Something out. Warren, yeah, right. Get on
we'll
that.
Figure out something.
We'll okay. figure out how we got... We'll put a shipping container with a couple stills in it.
I'm sure I can find a Nigerian prince to sponsor you over there, and you know, I'll make sure you get all your
no,
supplies.
I
want to
do this Kickstarter.
A Nigerian prince? What, is this coming to America or something? Wipers!
I went to work at the McDonald's.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we'll start up a Kickstarter thing, the doghouse to save Nigeria.
There you go.
To save. It would be great. We'd be saving Nigerian bikers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
And then we can come back.
We'll get right on that.
And we'll do Evil Moonshine. Evil Forest Moonshine is a hit.
That's a great name.
Listen, I think that probably needs to be the first thing we work on.
You know, okay. Durkin, why don't you shoot an email to my brother-in-law and trademark that name before somebody steals it? But okay, go ahead.
All right, got one real quickie before we head out to a break, and it's right in the vein of third world motorcycling stories. A Pakistani motorcyclist has been arrested in the eastern city of Lahore after police caught him riding naked along a busy road, days after a video of his exploits went viral on social media. Police got word on Saturday that Shahraz Khan was riding naked.
Chaka Khan was riding naked?
Shiraz Khan.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
Was riding naked once again on Lahore's main boulevard.
Once again.
Once again.
I love
he did it. He rode naked.
So Pakistan is like the Florida of Southeast Asia.
It's Pakistan, right?
In Cambodia, remember a few weeks ago, they kicked that couple out of riding around naked on their motorcycle.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
All right, let's go back to nude gang.
So anyway, he posted it up. And after he posted it up, the cops just started staking him out and waiting for him to do it. And they actually went out and blocked the road on all sides.
That's a real C block there.
Yeah, right. And they just sat there and waited for him, and then they just simply flagged him down and arrested him on Monday. And the quote was, "We arrested Shiraz on Saturday." Well, they arrested him on Saturday, not Monday, so I don't know why I said that. But anyway, they arrested him on Saturday for overspeeding.
Okay.
Violating traffic rules and for revealing his private organs in public.
His organs?
Private organs.
Is it a private organ?
Not his public organs.
Is it a pipe organ?
No, it's... a private
electric organ.
It could be if he had that Kickstarter. It could be,
Wow.
But the best part of all,
there's a good part.
All of it's good to me, but I just did this story.
Yeah,
and
anytime
I'm telling you, look
how happy Ken is to talk about. He couldn't wait to get off Evil Forest moonshine so he could talk about a naked guy.
That's true.
Go ahead.
And I've been giving you all these quotes, right? Overspeeding, violating traffic rules, and so on, revealing his private organs in public. And who do you think the police officer who is the representative that came out and told the press all about this?
This is going to be good.
It is
his brother.
Zafkar Butt.
Zafkar Butt.
Yes.
Quote. How can that even held up in court?
I know. Quote, he is still in public custody, though all three offenses are bailable, said the Butt. Khan, who goes by the nickname Rocket,
Plus Rocket,
yes, had been
Red Rocket of Love.
I'm telling you, I didn't make this stuff up. This is real.
You have to admit
no,
the love
yeah, no I didn't. Had bet his friends he could pull off the nude stunt. TV channels showed footage of a naked Khan doing a wheelie in the center of the city while scores of cheery friends followed on their bikes.
You know, if I had a friend doing that, I'd follow too. I'd be like, hey, all right.
Yeah, somebody's got to shoot the video.
Somebody has to have that somewhere on video. Oh,
wow.
My God.
That's great. And, you know, I kept thinking, I have a new level of respect for Pakistan right now.
I do too.
I kept thinking Pakistan, you know, everybody, you know, they're pulling their goats behind them, or, you know, they're awesome.
Right, and there's 40 people on a bike. Yeah,
but now we know.
It's a war zone.
A naked man on a motorcycle can be arrested by butt.
Well, I was going to say, isn't Pakistan like a Muslim country? Were they even arrested? Wouldn't they just, like, cut off his head or something?
You would think.
Yeah.
Maybe they should.
Which one?
Oh, bada bing, bada bang, bada fuka.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, that's all I had to say. So I think we're actually going to head out to a break at this point.
That's crazy.
And when we come back, no more stories about communicable, non-communicable diseases or naked riders. But we do have a lot of racing to talk about from this weekend. So we're going to do that right on the other side of the break. So don't go away. And don't forget, check out all our videos on youtube.com/user/NTN America.
And also, we want to throw out one more time, end of May is the end of streaming.
There you go.
End of May, end of streaming.
And go to our PayPal account. Throw some money in there to see Phil's
Doghouse@NTNradio.com.
To see my hair, not my head.
Yeah, if one person comes out and sends us $1,000, it's done for everybody else.
I was going to say, we're not saying anything. We got to raise the money out of this.
Right. All right. We'll be back on the other side. Stick around, folks.
Hi, I'm Larry Pegram, and you're listening to The Doghouse on NTNRadio.com.
Back here on the Doghouse, we're going to do a little racing news. There was some racing going on. It was the end, and that's the race after the penultimate race of Supercross. See, I did get to say it. I'm happy about that. That's the end.
But we're all unhappy about the way they handled Supercross.
Oh yes. Do we want to start with the rant?
Yes. Let's start with the rant. So we're going to talk Supercross first anyway, right?
So Phil, tell me what did you think about the way they handled Supercross?
I love Supercross. I'm gonna come out and say this.
Wow, Warren, that was really good. I like how you did that.
Yeah.
That
nice segue, Warren. Nice. I love Supercross. I am not trying to badmouth Supercross. I would grow my hair out just for a chance to hug Diana Dahlgren. Not gonna even lie.
I don't get it.
That's a lie. That was completely a lie.
I don't get it. But okay.
And that cost $500. I mean $5,000.
That woman has no curves whatsoever.
I would. Okay. I'm telling you, 28
like
more seconds.
Like being with a man. Works for me.
But I love Supercross.
We know about you.
And one of the coolest things about Supercross is they market it to kids. They put up pictures of kids sitting in their living room on their dirt bikes in full riding gear watching Supercross.
So I guess it was cool when Joe Camel was marketed to kids too.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
I have no problem with kids smoking.
Okay.
So, I don't care. We don't want them to live too long. Then they become adults and vote. And then everything gets screwed up.
It screws up the whole social security system.
It does. But they market it to kids. And it's great. And the riders do things for kids. And they have the little kids ride around in between the races and have the little kid races, which I love watching when they show them. I love it.
Yeah, they don't show them very often.
Why the hell are you doing a 10 o'clock start on the East Coast? I can't even stay awake that late anymore.
Well, and not only that,
where the largest percentage of the American population is.
Right.
Well, here's the problem. The problem is that even out where they were in Las Vegas, they didn't start the race until 6:30 in the evening. What did they think was going to happen?
Right.
Why ridiculous. Didn't that start at noon?
Ridiculous.
Why wasn't it at noon? It was a Saturday. It was a weekend. I think last year it was at noon
in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous. There's no reason that Supercross should be going on at midnight.
No.
That's too late.
I didn't even stay up to watch the 450 final. I just turned it off and said,
I'll watch it on YouTube.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Now, if you're trying to drive people to your YouTube channel, that's great. But there's no reason for that. There's no reason in the world for that to be on that list.
I have a feeling, it's just my personal feeling, that this was probably driven by, I think this was totally driven by ESPN. Or, I'm sorry, Fox Sports.
Yeah.
Sorry, Fox Sports.
Because they did have one of the bigger baseball games of the week in front of it.
Yep. In the evening. And I think that's what they did. They pushed it back, and they probably told, I mean, it was scheduled. I went back and I looked at the prior to January 1st schedule for Supercross season, and they had it at 10 o'clock at night, even back then. It did show at 10 o'clock at night. So I have a feeling that at Fox Sports knew at that time, we're going to give you this window of time. So I'm going to say I don't blame Supercross. I'm going to say I blame Fox Sports.
Well, then Supercross should be yelling at them.
Well, Supercross probably is, but they probably like the fact dying, that they well, it's cool that we have a producer now is actually a cough button.
Oh, nice job.
Yeah, he's good. But I my guess is that Supercross likes the money that they get.
Yeah, money's sweet.
Yeah, so they probably aren't going to like yell at Fox Sports too much.
Yeah, but anyways, that pissed me off. But there was one thing really cool, and I don't know how much you guys watched and stuff like that, but in the early rounds...
I never watched so much heat racing in my life.
Okay, what was the coolest part? Right? What was the coolest part about the 250 heat race?
What?
What was the coolest part of the 250 heat race?
Which heat race? Which one?
Of all of them, what was the coolest part of all of them?
Of the 250, what was the coolest part of all of them? I don't know. You want to venture a guess, Warren?
Not off the top of my head. They're just normal heat races to me.
These guys hate women.
There were a couple good... Vicky Golden
qualified to make it into the heat race.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. First woman ever to do that, and that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, and
she did not do too well.
She basically did a Melissa Paris.
Oh, you know what? This is her first time... Don't be that hateful.
Okay, well, let's hope for better results.
Well, she raced two heats and the LCQ.
Yeah.
So she got a bunch of laps in.
Right.
So.
She got a bunch of laps in, but it was just cool that she made it. You know, she's been trying all year.
Right.
You know, and I it's the end of the season, but it was awesome.
Well, here's the thing I'll say. I don't want to poo-poo on that, but I will say that watching her race, the one thing I noticed is she was ridiculously slow. Did you not notice that as compared to the top half of the field?
Well, I got to admit, you know.
But there were other guys that are ridiculously slow, too.
In that 250 final.
Yeah, in the
lower
part, yeah.
Even in the 250 final, everyone was ridiculously slow after the top five. I thought that was one of the worst 250 finals of the season.
If you just watched some of the laps and where they actually were focusing on some people in there, It disappeared to me, and maybe I haven't noticed because I haven't watched the heat races that much this year, and a lot of these guys never make it in to the main. But I was amazed watching the heat races just how really, really slow the lower part of the field is, to the point that I don't quite get the reason why they're there.
To give you 4 hours of racing.
Well, you could do it with less riders. You have the same number of laps. They don't make the race any longer.
Yeah, but... If 50% of the guys from the heat race, the drama. Only four move on! Only the top nine move on!
Yeah, but I mean, that happens in every one of the heat races. You lose a certain percentage of the field. You could probably lop off a third.
You got to have a big field to be able to lose them.
Well, no, because they only let you... You don't get that... In the first heat race, you move up, what, nine? The first heat race? Second one, it's only four.
No.
And the LCQ, it's what, two, right?
In 250s, you only do the two heat races...
And the LCQ.
And the LCQ.
That's what I just said.
Right, so it's 9, 9, and 4.
I thought it was... you sure?
That makes 22. 9, 9, and 4.
Yeah, I believe he's right.
9, 9, and 4 is 22 in addition to the people that made it into the main, right?
Those are the people that make it into the main.
Well, because the top people are automatically passed through. The top 9.
Right, 9, 9.
Each of the heats
9, 9,
and
4 in the LCQ.
Okay, all right. I thought it was less than heat race 2.
No, in the 450s, it's 4, 4, 5, 5, 4.
Okay.
Yeah, you can double check, or it might be five. No, it's 4-4-5-5-4, because they run the heats and the semis.
Right, they write the heats and the semis.
But what was the worst thing about the 250 final?
Well, in Ken's view, the worst thing about the 250s at all was Malcolm Stewart won a heat race and came in second, because we all know Ken hates.
That's a good point. I do.
Right. So that's
one of the reasons he did that was that. Well, so many of the top riders weren't there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Webb claims he had an injury.
No, he definitely...
Martin has an injury.
No, he definitely...
Vogel has a vagina.
Well, Webb definitely had an injury, but you know what? He wrecked and he was found unfit to ride, so...
Yeah. Alex Martin had an injury.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of people out.
Bogle.
It was amazingly
anticlimactic. I'm saving myself for motocross.
Yeah.
Try winning a race in Supercross.
Right.
You ain't saving yourself. What are you saving yourself for? Fourth place?
Yeah.
Don't give me that.
Yep.
I was a little bitter about that.
When Warren and me were watching it and we saw that we weren't going to have the Webb Musquin.
Showdown, race, what's the point of watching?
We both said that. It's kind of like it was kind of pointless.
Anticlimactic.
Yep. They should have put Webb's jersey on somebody else and be like, well, look how much better Musquin is, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
And Bogle, why are you not there? Yeah. That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
You know, if I was a sponsor, I'd say refund my money. You weren't right there for the finals. Mm-hmm. That's like, hey, we made the Super Bowl. Let's not go.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's pretty much what it was.
So, yeah.
And what's the point? We made it. Hey, go team.
Yeah, so in the 450s.
Get your ass there.
So, I'm sorry.
It's not like you have a real job.
All right. Are you done ranting about the 250s?
Maybe.
Okay, we should mention in there that
we love Supercross.
Marvin Musquin ran won easily and then started showboating the last lap, which kind of ticked me off.
Yeah, I don't like the showboat.
Yeah. I mean, he spent the last lap just kind of like showboating and clicking his heels together when he didn't win the final turn.
I was almost hoping he'd wipe out and Malcolm would win, and then he'd be the laughing stock of 250, least on this show.
That's right. The shame would have lasted another season.
Right. We'd be big enough. And no, he could win 20 Supercross 450 championships in a row, and I'd still be like, remember you lost to Malcolm Stewart?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the showboating either. I'm not a fan of that. Right. That's just kind of not what I like.
It's bad. I mean, you know, especially when you're French, you shouldn't do that stuff.
Right.
I mean,
you've surrendered for less.
Seriously, the last time the French had anything to celebrate was when they invented the baguette. You know, that's it.
Mm. You know, baguettes are pretty good though.
Yeah, they are. A little mustard and some roast beef on them.
Wow.
Make a sub out of it.
Okay.
Let's talk about 450s.
Yeah, we can go right to 450s.
Please.
Because they don't even have meat in France. You have to eat insects there or something. That's what I heard on the news today. That's why I like the radio.
Escargot.
Yeah, that's not meat. That's insects.
Yeah. So, and then there was the 450s.
And then there was the 450s. And the 450s was...
Is
Escargot fast.
Why am I staying up to midnight to watch a race when I already know the top five?
Right, exactly.
Might not know the exact order.
And they were racing for nothing. No, I could have pretty much guessed the top five.
Actually, I tell you, there was only one thing in the 450s that I thought that I was enjoyed was...
Diana Dahlgren holding the 30-second line, and that's it.
Diana Dahlgren has no curves. The fact that Eli Tomac wrecked his bike, still managed to pull out a second, and he wrecked himself.
Yeah,
he did pretty damn good.
And the one thing I liked about was Weston Pike.
Weston Pike.
He actually finished strong.
He did. He actually did finish strong. Weston Pike, I think that was a good way to end his season. I think that was a positive way.
I think so too.
He did really well, so I was happy with that. And of course, Dungey just sort of strolled to the win. But Tomac gave him fits early on.
Yeah, the first couple of laps, he showed him the wheel.
Yeah.
And then,
you know, we were looking for Tomac to make a breakout, and I think towards the end of the season, he started.
Right.
You know, last year he didn't have a great season. He started off kind of inconsistent this year, and I think he actually came on where I think next year maybe we will see him challenge.
Yeah,
for a title, you're going to get some guys back from injury.
Right, exactly.
We'll have Kennard for a few weeks before he gets injured.
That's right.
And Pike's getting stronger.
And Roczen finally fell out of the top 10 this week.
Right.
Yeah.
He finally fell out of the top 10 after having not raced for the last 5 months.
And, you know, Barsha's probably going to get more out of shape, so he'll be out of it.
But
Blake Baggett, I think, has done well.
Right.
Brayton hasn't done bad. There's a couple, and you got a couple guys coming up. If McElroth goes in there, I'm going to say this. He ain't much of a name right now, but if McElroth rides 450 next year, I would expect him to be top five.
Perhaps. What I think, though, is you're not going to see, I don't think the top five we have this year, they're not going anywhere. They're all going to have rides for next season. And you're going to get back Kennard. You're going to get back Roczen.
And you're going to have Musquin, and you're going to have Stewart.
Stewart is...
Maybe.
What? Well, who is Stewart?
Yeah.
Who is Stewart?
Can you believe we went an entire season with barely mentioning him?
Yeah, that's right.
We talked about his brother more?
Well, yeah. I did read today that his suspension was not... His appeal to his suspension was not approved.
Okay.
And he's suspended until the 11th of August.
Yeah. 11th of August. Okay. So
that's halfway through.
Halfway through the motocross season.
So.
Which he's not much of a...
He's not, yeah.
You know, that's Chad Reed's domain.
Yeah.
You know.
So motocross...
Which I will actually say, I will make a comment. Chad Reed actually had a better indoor season
than I was expecting.
Right. So.
And
were they off for 6 weeks, something like that?
No, it's only like 2 or 3.
Oh, I thought it was longer than that.
No, it's like 2.
In May? They race in May? No.
They were first week in June. Hold on. Durker, check.
Thurka,
well,
check.
While he's checking, the Supercross also issued their calendar for
next year.
Yes, Massa.
They've added three new venues to the racing next year. They're going to go to
Anaheim two more times?
And Atlanta for the race.
Right. They're going to go to the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
Twice? Because don't they already go there?
No.
No, they did. This is new for them. And they're also going to go to Toronto to the Rogers Center.
Great. We can't get a race around here, but they got to go to Canada.
And Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
In Massachusetts, the home of the Patriots.
Great. Great. Wonderful.
Yay, they'll race in the snow.
Right. Quick, all we get is an outdoor race. Yes, producers.
It's April 23rd.
May 24th. May 24th.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, woo.
Oh, I didn't think they raced in Glen Allen.
Okay.
I didn't think they raced in Virginia. I mean, they don't race in Virginia. But
I just found out we're going to Foxborough so we can watch all the top guys lose.
Right.
Anyways.
Well, they might have deflated.
They'll have deflated tires there and all kinds of stuff like that. So motocross starts up. I'm looking forward to that. After we do the show tonight, we are going to record our Supercross final power ranking. So check that out on YouTube. On our YouTube
channel.
Does
anybody know where the motocross is being broadcast this year?
On television.
Are you sure of that?
No, I'm not. Okay. I will find that out for next week.
Okay.
I really haven't looked. I haven't thought that far ahead. That's 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
And speaking of 2 weeks from now, that's
we're going away.
We're
going away.
Moto America.
Do we have a place to stay yet?
Not yet. I forgot. Okay. That's next week?
16th.
Oh, crap. That is... No.
16th and 17th.
10 days.
Yeah, that's 10 days. I will work on that tomorrow. Or one of our racer friends will find people sleeping in their hauler.
Okay.
Then that morning. But yeah, we'll find a place. I'm not worried about it. It's Danville, Virginia. they're going. We go just walk into one of the abandoned houses,
also known as an AIDS clinic.
Also the AIDS capital of Virginia.
Yeah.
So we will be there. We got some MotoGP happen this past week.
We did.
I'm not even sure where to begin in the MotoGP.
I'll tell you what. Let's start with Moto 2.
Yeah, that'd be
can,
bad.
Can we? Did you watch Moto 3?
I did not watch Moto 3.
Damn it! Because I was going to butcher a name.
Well, go right ahead.
Hold on, I gotta look at it because it's like Quartermeyer or something like Quartermoro or something like that.
Quaterone. Yeah, Quaterone.
During the race, he had the tank slapper saved, kept himself on the bike. One of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah,
gotta go back and watch that race if you got the package. If you don't have the package,
Didn't he win the pole for the race too?
I believe so.
I think he did.
Somebody we've never talked about, we might never ever again talk about, but that dude had a tank. Yeah, he was a Quartararo, is I think how it said. He had a tank slapper and a half. I think that was actually right. Quartararo.
Is that near Denver? Is that where the capital is, Denver?
Yeah, it's Court, A-R-A-R-O. Quartararo. Yeah,
You've been smoking too much of that stuff.
Right. I guess.
Where do you live?
That's right.
Denver.
It's Quartararo.
If I put my teeth in it, it'd probably sound different. But anyways, the Moto 3 race actually didn't end up with Danny Kent taking off and beating
everybody. Which is, there's your shocker of the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, the top four guys were within a second.
Well, it's Moto 3.
Yeah, so that was pretty good.
And they should be. A second is a lifetime in Moto 3.
Yeah. So it was only a tenth of a second between him and Danny Kent and Oliveira.
Right.
Anyways, that's it. Moto 2.
Moto 2. I tell you what, very amazingly frustrating race for me. But I imagine probably, who did you pick for that race?
I picked this guy.
Well, I know you picked Lowe's.
I picked Lowe's.
I had Lowe's too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And Lowe's has about four more laps.
He didn't actually start the race. You do realize that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was supposed to. Yeah, he didn't know it.
And not only that, in about an hour and a half or so, he'll probably finish up the last two laps that he has to do there.
Well, what I heard, and I have no idea if this is true or not, was that he had set his launch control to wet. And when the race started, he couldn't get it back to dry.
Yeah, that didn't explain why he spent most of the time at the bottom. He would have come back a lot.
I mean, probably had his rain tires on. But where he finished the thing, if he had set his bike through what, I'm going to guess he had his rain tires on.
Okay, I'll tell you what I heard. I heard they had some serious grip problems right from the start.
Yeah, well, then that's rain tires. Yeah,
if you had rain tires, that's true.
If you had set the computer to be for wet conditions, you might just get
there. Well, that's different from the start, right? You're saying they actually had the computer set up for...
From what I read was...
Why didn't he go into the pits and get it straight out right away when he had a chance?
Because it took him 2.5 hours to make a lap to get back to the entrance of pit road. Right. He's falling through the thing. I'm going, oh my God, he must have crashed.
Right, that's what I thought.
And they show pictures of him, and he's riding, and I'm like, was that from last week?
He was out for like a Sunday ride. He wasn't really pressing very hard.
Yeah,
so.
he was like going around waving to people. I was like, Sam, you gotta kick that thing in.
Something was going on, and
yeah, something was very, very wrong. That's just, I was surprised that I had heard initially that he had some sort of mechanical problem, and I said, why the hell isn't he going into the pits? And he wasn't.
Yeah.
So whatever problem he had, I don't think it was something they could fix. But he has a. I mean, do they have backup bikes in Moto 2 like they do in MotoGP?
I don't think they do.
Yeah. So
well, obviously not.
That's a killer for him. I mean, that is a killer for him to come away with no points.
A killer for him? What about me? Well, I don't care about him. I screwed my pool. I was all set to take the lead in the pool.
Hey, I also took Dovey as well. So my
we'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Right.
We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But damn it, what about me? And then Kickstart Robot.
I don't feel.
Oh, well, yeah, Kickstart Robot. Yeah, that could be a song.
I don't feel it at all bad for you, Phil, after what happened in the last lap for me.
Yeah,
okay?
That's probably
my true. Guy might as well have been back there riding with Lowe's.
Yeah, that's true. Because.
But you know something? I can't.
He actually only finished 2 spots above for Lowe's.
I know. He got no points. That's all that mattered to me.
But I got to give the winner some credit because I know Ken badmouthed him real bad after the last race.
And he still deserves it. He didn't do anything to prove to me he deserved it.
Ken gave him a down the road big time, but
he didn't do anything to earn it. Well, yeah, it kind of helped.
Yeah.
It kind of helps when most of the competition, Zarco gets a bad start. Lowe's basically goes to another town.
Right? Lowe's forgets to start.
He forgets to start.
Rins is just like, hey, I can win this race. Or
I can ride through this gravel pit.
All right.
Or I can detour and go off the road.
I can wreck myself.
Yeah, I can wreck myself.
Is an enduro rider in the off season.
Yeah, didn't help.
Zarco and Chico, they just didn't really do all that good.
Well, no, Zarco.
I'm sorry, Kickstart.
Zarco got a bad start. Rabat actually did pretty well for
Rabat this year.
But did pretty good. He had a pretty good start for him. And I thought, but Zarco had a bad start. But you do realize that what I got out of that race was Zarco's the top rider out there right now. I don't think there's any question about it. Yeah. I don't know
if I could disagree with that.
Yep.
And Folger is going to be streaky. I just have that feeling.
Yeah,
he's going to be streaky.
That's it, you know. I mean, he's good for a can of coffee. That's about it, you know.
Yeah, pretty much.
Guys won 2 races and winning.
No respect. Two races and no respect on the doghouse.
I'll tell you what.
He's won half the races so far this season, and he gets no respect on this show.
I'll give him this credit, okay? This race.
He's good to the last drop.
This race.
Gasoline.
No, that's
I don't know.
Gasoline.
I'm not sure Ken should know about that.
Yeah, I don't think. I'll give him credit for earning this win, but I don't think Folger can beat the top guys unless they screw up, which they did this week.
What Folger has working for him is he seems to be in the right place at the right time when everybody else is screwing up.
Yes. He seems to be in the top 5 or 6, and then when things blow up in front of him, he can take advantage
and he's going slow enough that he can avoid everything.
That's not what happened this weekend.
No, it's not. He went out there and earned it.
He had the pole to begin with, okay, and then he...
No, I thought Chico had the pole.
I think Folger did.
I thought Folger.
No. Folger was third.
Okay, he was he had a front row start.
Yeah, he had a front row start, but he was third.
Okay.
It was Kickstart Robot, Alex Rins, and Folger on the front row with Luthi Nakagami, which that's just wasting a spot on the second row. Oh, let's give a spot to Nakagami.
Nakagami was at least polite enough to give it right up and roll all the way to the back of the pack.
Yeah, and the bad thing is he's like, said to his buddy next to him, Sam Lowe's, he's like, you should see the view of the racing out back. Let's go. And Sam Lowe's was like, okay, that sounds like a good idea to me.
So, yeah, I'm not going to give Folger any respect yet because I just don't think...
Respect on the doghouse. You have to buy it.
You have to buy it. That's right. You're dead on, Phil. You're dead on.
Ken's like, if I don't get points in the pool or some kind of cash supplement,
that's right.
I don't care.
There you go.
And that's pretty much what
I mean. And be honest with you, I mean, Rin's got over aggressive. I can't fault him for doing that. I like the fact that he did that. He kept pushing the final lap, and he wrecked himself in the final lap. And you know, the worst thing that happened to Rins wasn't the wreck. It was the fact that he gave that position up to Zarco. That's the worst thing that happened.
That's pretty much the worst that happened.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it was, because that's the guy he's battling for the championship with right now.
So I think what I learned out of this race is when it comes to Moto 2,
don't pick lows.
No, because I've gotten points on when it comes to Moto 2. It's not, nobody's a safe bet.
No, that's true.
That's true.
Nobody's a safe bet right now. Nobody is. There's nobody who I'm going to sit there and say, man, that's the guy I think is going to win.
Well, here's a safe bet. I'll actually give you a safe bet for Moto 2. Don't pick Nakagami.
Yeah, okay. Baldessari. Alex Marquez. Obviously, all the speed.
Alex, isn't he been a disappointment, Marquez?
He finished 10th this week.
Yeah, somewhere's down there. And, you know, Agurda's having a horrible time.
I know.
And Krumacher, however you say his name, I just like
Randy Krumacher?
I just think that's a cool name.
Yeah.
He's not doing so hot. But, you know, Zarco got the points lead. Folger
moved up. He's now number two.
Folger's in second. He's got two wins, which is 25 points, and a whopping 7 points in the other two races, which is kind of like Warren's weekend.
Right. Yes.
But we'll get into that in a few minutes.
But Rins decided he wasn't going to score any points, and Lowe's decided he wasn't going to score any points, and that helps Folger, right?
Yeah, yes. And that helps Folger. That helps Zarco.
That ain't going to continue. Morbidelli. That ain't going to continue.
I hope not.
And it's not going to continue.
You know, and Esteve Rabat or Kickstart Rabat, whatever you want to call him now.
Yeah, I think we'll just call him Kickstart. I don't know what the hell the issue is with him. He seems like he's been this week.
He's 40 points back, four races in.
Wow.
Yeah.
TPO, the party's over.
And he had his best weekend this weekend, too.
Yeah.
And that's the best.
And the party's over.
Right.
The party is over for that guy. Then we go to another altered reality. We'll call MotoGP.
I don't think it's an altered reality. I think it's the real reality. We're going to have to accept it now. It's different than what we thought. That we can't think of him as being that dominating person anymore. This injury definitely is making he can't break the way he normally.
No,
that was clear. He was giving up. He was giving up. I figured Phil was probably doing backflips with Rossi coming up on him.
I was, but I'm fat, so my backflips don't always work the way I want them to. And I ended up on the couch with a bruised uterus and all that kind of stuff.
Back flops.
Wow. Phil's got a uterus. He just said that.
But more importantly.
Hey, can you isolate that for future reference?
Yes.
The quitter.
Yes.
Looked like he needs a job for next year.
But I think what he had going for him this week was an injured Marquez and Rossi, who had had a bad week. Rossi had a bad week.
Just a bad week.
Terrible, horrible in practice. They were not getting the traction on the bike right until qualifying. And even then, he wasn't happy with it.
Right. And I don't think he was happy during the race. Yeah. I think he was happy to get third.
Yeah, this is Jorge Lorenzo. I'm in front of my hometown crowd. I don't want to look like the total ass I have been the rest of the season. So I'm actually going to give it that's the only reason he didn't quit, in my opinion, is that he was in front of the hometown crowd.
Yeah.
So I don't.
And his mama was like, "Don't you quit in front of people."
Please don't think. Yeah, and please don't think that this is it means anything for the
unless
future.
You're in the pool, then you really should jump on the Jorge Lorenzo bandwagon.
Yeah, I think if you want to get on a bandwagon right now, I think you got to get on the Rossi bandwagon. I really do.
I never thought I would hear Ken say that.
I know, but you have to.
You know, all the time we've been doing this show, Kenzo's been, Rossi should retire.
He should.
You know,
he's done.
Spend time with his grandkids.
He's done.
And he's got life in him.
Yeah, you know what? I think his life is because of Marquez.
Yeah.
I really do believe that.
I think Rossi wants to beat Marquez.
Right, and win a championship.
And I think if he does, he retires.
I think so, too.
I think you're right.
Yep. I think Yamaha wants him to do that.
And apparently they don't want Jorge Lorenzo to.
No, nobody wants Jorge Lorenzo
to win. It looks to me like Yamaha is definitely
looking down the road already.
Yeah, I think they've already decided. Well, no, they've already signed. Lorenzo's going to race with them next year. They've already announced that.
Yeah, but it was only a one-year deal.
Well, it's still a deal, right?
You know, which says to me they didn't want to replace both riders if Rossi wins.
Hey, now so I'm going to were you planning to talk about that thing I sent you that about Honda and Casey Stoner?
Yes, I was going to wait till after we were done talking about the race. Well, we can talk about it now.
I want to make sure you brought it up.
I want to mention.
We don't talk about it now.
He did pretty well. Yes, two weeks in a row.
When we get done talking about the racing, we can do that. But we do need to kind of wrap things up because it's 7:25 right now, somewhere in the world.
And you have someplace you need to go?
Yes, I have power rankings to do.
Oh, you got power rankings. I'm sorry. I didn't know the world revolved around Ken's schedule.
It does.
And that you wanted to half-ass the show.
It does.
So if you're pretty pissed off that the show is a half hour short, send your hate mail to Ken at ntnradio.com.
It's not going to be a half hour short.
And if Ken gets 50,000 unique emails.
Unique emails?
Of hate mail about cutting this short, and each one of them has a dollar attached to it.
I'm going to tell you something. This show is right now the length of last week's show. Right now.
Chris, we're not going to talk about what Ken wants to talk about. Let's get out of here.
We're quitting.
You heard it from Durka. He said we're quitting. No. So anyways, Hip Hip Jorge, he won.
He did.
He won. Marquez came in second. Rossi was gaining on him until he ran out of tires, then fell back. Crutchlow.
Fourth 2 weeks in a row. And he looked good in both races.
And Warren's beginning to develop a man crush on Crutchlow, but that's okay. Points lead, Rossi did extend Dovey. Disappointment. We did not talk about this for Warren.
Yes, right.
Who scored a whopping 7 points this week.
Yeah, it's called hanging on to what's left of their open class benefits.
Yeah, both the Ducatis looked pretty
bad. No. Crazy Joe did okay. Ioannoni did pretty good. What did he finish, fifth?
Yeah, I believe
so.
But
he had some issues during the race.
Not the ones that Dovey had.
No.
Dovey's issues are, I want to go back and see what Sam Lowe's was telling me about.
Sam Lowe's did this great viewing in the back.
Right.
He said that this gravel pit had a real good view of the lake.
He was like, I'm not sure
Dovey was having some serious issues.
Dovey was riding around like, wow, I don't think I've ever been to Spain before.
But he did. Yeah, I mean, he did come. He did. He was, he fell away to the back. And
what happened is he ended up on a scrambler instead of his
normal
Ducati.
You're actually you owe Dovey a lot because he did actually get back into the points.
He did.
He did
haul some rear end there towards the end of the race. And
I think he
went from dead last and finished seventh or eighth?
Ninth.
In the points, that's all that matters.
All that matters is he's in the points.
Only points I got.
Saved you from the big zippy point zippy.
Yeah.
In the pool, Olaf took the lead because Hawkeye and Christian didn't get their picks in time.
Ooh,
you can't win it if you ain't in it.
Right, but make sure you have default picks if you're not.
Put your default picks in. This is why we do those, so that if you can't make it to your computer in time, you can still score some points. And they would have had some decent points, and they would have maintained their lead. Me, who was all posed to go into the lead, picked Sam Lowe's, and Sam Lowe's was like, F you, Phil.
Yep.
I was tweeting, go Sam Lowe's.
Had I known you picked him, I would have went with anybody else.
Yeah, I didn't. And Ken saved Martin because they had the same picks, and then Ken just switched to Renz.
Right.
So Martin did that. But in our pool, first to last is 87 points. And
that's great.
Ken, you are still last.
I'm sure I am. That's because.
But you're gaining.
Wait a minute. No, I'm not last. You removed the person that would actually be in last place because she's not picking anyone.
Right.
You know what? In my opinion, she should be considered last.
Okay.
I disagree with Ken's
still last.
Yes. I didn't ask your opinion.
I concur with Phil's
statement. But Warren, I will say this. If you keep having weekends like this, Ken will catch you.
Yeah, I'm not far behind.
I'm not going to have any more. I am off the Dovey train.
Okay, off the Dovey train.
Wow, it means Dovey wins the next stop.
Dovey wins the next stop. We are all in on that.
Yep.
So the pool is Olaf, Matt B., Hawkeye, Kristen, Phil, and me. Phil being me. They're top five. Mm-hmm. And then it's really tight in there, man. We got places where there's a couple people separated by 1 point. Stuff like that. So it's pretty
early.
Tight.
It's
early.
We're only four races in.
Yeah.
And next week, everybody's going to be. Next week, World Superbike's racing in Imola. And we know everybody's going to jump the Johnny Rea train or the Chaz Davies train.
This weekend.
This weekend. You're right.
How can you not? Those are the only guys that are really showing anything.
Haslam?
Not really.
What do you mean, not really?
No one should pick a Haslam.
I have it on good authority that Alex Lowe's is going to win World Superbike this week.
Pick
Alex Lowe's. Right.
Go for it, Warren.
He's going to make all the points his brother missed. Anyways, so Ken sent me an article. And I read it, and I said, shtick. It was just an article to get people excited about Honda, who's not doing too well.
Wait a minute. Honda's doing exactly what Honda chose to do when they hired Aoyama to be their replacement for Daniel.
But they thought when they did that, that Marquez was going to be winning all the races.
They know what they did was they thought this would be a good way to get people to look forward to Danny Pedrosa coming back.
That is true. I would not be looking forward to Pedrosa coming back.
And it worked.
If Ayama wasn't on the bike.
Right.
But they floated around, and the guy from Honda was asked about Casey Stoner coming back. And he kind of left it open-ended.
Well, he didn't. No, he actually said something that I thought the biggest news in that whole story was the fact that if we want Casey Stoner next year, we can have him.
I didn't take it as that.
He said that. Those are exact words.
Yeah, but I think that was shtick.
Okay, the head of Honda HRC does not do shtick. He said, next year if we want...
I will tweet Casey Stoner's wife and find out, because the head of HRC Honda doesn't outrule her.
That tells me that they'd already gotten her permission. Or they wouldn't have made that comment, because that would have started a war.
Maybe it did. Maybe he was hoping he'd be divorced by next year.
Yeah, maybe.
That's how I would roll. I'd be like, Casey Stoner, if his wife was holding up and I was HRC, I'd be like, Casey Stoner's coming back. We're planning to announce that. He'd be divorced. We'd get him back because he'd need the money.
Warren, if you want your wife to agree to let you do something that she said she doesn't want you to do anymore, what would you do?
I just do it. I love you, baby.
So in other words, Warren just lied to all of us.
Go out and do what I want.
I'm a man. Whatever she lets me.
Okay, you're useless, Warren. Okay,
not everybody. You're
totally useless. Absolutely.
Not everybody has 12 wives. Again.
Apparently. Well, do you ever like, if your wife's firmly against you doing something? Do you ever like just kind of just are down? You know, just kind of let her know that you're unhappy.
I have.
Well, we're talking about...
Does she care?
We're talking about Casey the whiner, Stoner, okay? I imagine that he probably has been walking around kicking cans, yelling at the dog, moping around and stuff like that, because he's racing at Suzuka this summer, which she said no more motorcycle racing. That was the thing, no more motorcycle racing.
She said no more traveling.
No, she said no more motorcycle racing. That's what it was, no more motorcycle racing. I think that he's softened her up. I really do. Now, does that mean I think Casey Stoner's back next year? No, I do not think Casey Stoner's going to be back next year.
He probably just pulled out the checkbook.
But
the
point of the article was, if Danny Pedrosa can't come back, if this surgery doesn't work, he made it clear, and I don't think it was shtick at all. I don't believe the head of HRC makes shtick. He basically said they could have Casey Stoner if they wanted him. I don't think he would say that. Number one, that's just going to piss off Stoner if they hadn't had those discussions.
Stoner's happy as a pig in S because nobody's talked about him in months.
I think he wants to be talked about.
Doesn't care. He doesn't have to come back. Because why would you go to Stoner when you could bring up somebody young, like Alex Marquez, and keep him back there with Ayama?
Yeah, right. That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Why would you bring back who's proven?
I look at Moto2 and I go, I don't see any of these guys.
Dude, let me put this out there for right now. No matter what you think about Casey Stoner and what a winery is and that kind of stuff like that.
I never hated Casey Stoner. That was you and the other guy.
I know. I always liked Casey Stoner.
The other guy.
I always liked Casey Stoner. And some people in the pool have really been down on Casey Stoner. The comments about whining and stuff like that. But the fact of the matter is, can you imagine how good it would be for HRC to have Marquez and Stoner racing each other?
Or it would
other?
Be a nightmare like the first round of Yamaha with Lorenzo and Rossi.
I think, remember...
Because now you have two-time champions arguing over who gets the number one bike.
I think that's great. I think
who
that's
gets
amazing.
The number one bike?
Who cares?
Huh? They do.
Who cares?
Me and you don't care. HRC might not care, but they do.
They
okay,
will.
You know what you
they will.
You want to know what you do? Here you go. Casey, you got the number one bike. Mark, don't worry. You got the number one bike.
Yeah, and that doesn't work. X, hip, hip, hooray, and the doctor, how well that works. It doesn't work. Somebody gets shafted.
He just got another year on his contract, which I don't quite understand why in God's name they'd want to have
because they looked at Moto2 and said there's nobody to move up.
Yeah. Really?
Who would you move up out of Moto2 right now?
I don't know. Maybe like Tito Rabat?
I wouldn't. He won the championship and nobody said, hey, Chico.
No, that's not true. He was offered rides on a number of teams. He wanted a factory ride. He wanted to be
You know what? You should have came and raced and showed me a little something.
Yeah, but he's not the first guy to do that. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I don't think I don't think you move him up. Especially after the season he's out of now. He ain't going to get offered.
He had a better chance.
He had a better chance last year. Move me up. I'm a champion that couldn't score more than seventh in points.
I think Rins is another one. I think Renz is looking pretty good. He might not be winning, but he is.
No, this Renz just got moved up. Renz just got moved up.
He ain't ready.
He ain't ready. I honestly believe you're right. You might be right about Rabat. If he's waiting and only going to come up for a factory ride, and that doesn't happen, then he's not going anywhere. But yeah, I mean,
he ain't going to offer the factory ride coming in fifth in points.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
We're only four races in.
Yeah,
all right, let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
We're going to go.
You people need to.
Cue
to the producer. Take us out of here.
Well, no. Before you take us out of here, you best subscribe to the channel. Watch us on YouTube. Watch our other videos.
What's the channel? Let's ask Warren.
NTN America.
What's the URL?
You go to YouTube, search NTN America. You will come to our website.
Why can't you just say YouTube.com/user
Because no one
forward slash NTN America. Yeah,
nobody
do.
Does that.
Okay.
He's actually right on that. Nobody
does that?
They go to the search bar and put in the search.
Okay, our producer does. He's smart enough to do that.
He doesn't do that.
If I give you the URL to a channel,
you don't use it?
No, I don't.
If I can click the damn link, I'll use it, but I can't click a link over the air.
You heard it here first on the Doghouse. So go watch our YouTube videos. You can actually see Ken twerking earlier in this show. You'll see that for free.
Next time I charge.
For free. Next time he charges.
$1,000.
I think you're all chicken to send money for my hair, so screw you. I don't think you got the balls to do it. Is that good?
That'll work. That'll work.
You don't have the balls to do it. And let's get out of here.
Now that bombshell, we're out.